Episode 140, redundancy, isn't it great? If you're a business owner and need to make some tough decisions with regarding redundancy, then this podcast is definitely worth a listen. I also share with you an amazing project management system that we also use for staff appraisals and one-to-ones.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. And we appreciate that lots of business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. This blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something which is just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Today's tool of the day is a project management system that we use at Green Umbrella called Project Bubble. I may have mentioned it before, but we use this to track projects for a whole range of services for our clients, but it's also an effective tool for staff reviews and one-to-ones with your staff. With Project Bubble, you never miss a deadline. It's really easy to share files, and you can track and record budgets, and it creates these fantastic sort of PDF reports as well, which is always good. We also use it as a CRM system, so we always put, whenever we get a new client in, we always put in their details, names, addresses, email addresses, passwords, that sort of thing is all stored in one place, which has actually saved us loads of time and a bit of money, as we no longer use our old CRM system and now everything is in one place. We'd probably be lost without this wonderful system, and it only costs around £25 a month. And we have up to 5 administrators, and we've got over on there over 300 clients and over 20 staff / freelancers. And these guys are using it daily. So you can have unlimited clients as well. It does so much more than this, but check it out. That's Project Bubble, and the links can be found on today's show notes. I think we're on 140, so it's green-umbrella.biz/140.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms are covered here.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger. I'd like to welcome Richard Hughes from Click HR to take the stage. You know what, he's got his dead sexy voice, so you've been warned. I also met Richard earlier this year when I was presenting a series of workshops for local businesses. He's not only extremely knowledgeable about his topic on employment law, he's also got a really good legal background. So coupled with his great sense of humour, he is quite an easy person to work with. I'm going to let Richard explain in this week's guest blog about the joys of redundancy. So over to you, Richard.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Redundancy and Why It's Great by Richard Hughes from Click HR Consultancy. In my working life, I've been involved in many redundancy situations. It's even happened to me too. I too know that cold inner feeling when all you know changes. As an HR professional, it's your role to treat all the people involved professionally. Be kind and communicate. Never stop communicating. You talk to those affected. You talk to the staff who are not affected. You tell the managers you're working with to get ready for every kind of human emotion. From anger to guilt to black humour and everything in between. You will see regret and sacrifice and see some of the very best of human behaviour. Nobody wants to be made redundant. If for no other reason than we don't like things being done to us, suddenly we're not in control and we can become very defensive. Redundancy situations also represent change, uncertainty, and for some a loss of status. If you're the breadwinner, then those personal fears and professional issues are further magnified with financial concerns. To make matters worse, most people operate on a budgetary knife edge. How long could most of us last without an income coming in before it all became very nasty? But despite this, I still think that redundancy can be a force for good. But as with so many situations, it's about how you approach it that makes the difference. Number one, it's not about you. First things first, it's not you, it's the job that is now redundant. If this is a real redundancy situation, and that question is a whole different conversation for another time, then it's the job that is being made redundant and not the person. The person still has the same skills, experience and abilities they had yesterday. They haven't changed, diminished or become less valuable. The only change is that they don't fit the current employer's needs. This is also important to bear in mind when you're going for a new role. When you're explaining why you left your last job, the response should not be that you were made redundant. The change that happened was that the role was being made redundant. Someone who has insight into their situation and sees the positive opportunities is far more attractive than the person who only sees the setback. One of the best explanations I've heard from a recently redundant employee, I was interviewing them for a new role and their explanation went something like, "The company needed to make changes. This included my role, but I'm looking at this change as an opportunity to seek new challenges." It was forward-looking, positive, and showed the person was not bitter about their experience. Number two, positive frame of mind. When looking at any situation, those who take a positive outlook succeed over those who lack that little ray of sunshine. Bitterness should be taxed. That would get my vote. It's a toxic, negative influence that can paralyze individuals and companies from seeing the opportunities in front of them. It's also important to maintain a sense of perspective about the events. No matter how bad the situation, it is not as bad as it seems, and with the right attitude, you can make a positive step forward. You didn't want to lose your job, that's true, but it's just a job. You're not lost, so take a deep breath, look at the situation again, and decide what you need to do. Number three, good company. If you've been dismissed, you're in good company. Some of the most successful people in the world have been fired and gone on to greater things. Just to give a few examples, Walt Disney was fired from his job at a newspaper. The editor said, and this still makes me laugh, he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. In 2014, the turnover of the Disney Corporation was around $45 billion. Oprah was fired as a news reporter for being unfit for television news before later becoming one of the biggest names in television. So big, I can just use her first name. Steve Jobs was fired from Apple in 1985 before later returning in 1997 and overseeing the creation of iTunes, the iPod, the iPhone, and we all know how the rest of it turned out. Jobs later said in a brilliant address to Stanford University in 1995 that the heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again. Less sure about everything, it freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. I'm pretty sure none of this would have happened if I had never been fired from Apple. It was awful tasting medicine, but I guess the patient needed it. If you've not heard the speech, it's well worth checking it out and can be found on YouTube at this location. My final one is a favourite because it shows what is possible. Lee Lakota rose to the top of Ford, but he clashed with Henry Ford Jr. and was eventually let go. He then went to Chrysler and used the ideas rejected by Ford to revive Chrysler. 4. Cash value. Redundancy also has a cash value. For many, it is a real opportunity to try something new. Michael Bloomberg was fired from Solomon Brothers in 1981. The experience gave him something to prove. He used his severance package to start his own company, Innovative Marketing Systems, a company which is still going today. Michael Bloomberg went on to be one of the top 20 richest people in the US and also became the mayor of New York. 5. Fear. So considering all of these, redundancy is not the issue. Fear is the issue. Whether it's fear of change or debt or losing our identity, fear is just an emotion that needs to be mastered. Then it becomes our friend. Fear is what makes us move forward. It helps us realize that there is freedom in not being constrained and that anything is possible. 6. It's not the end. It's always the little things you should appreciate. Jobs can lock us into the next objective, the next quarter, or the next set of numbers, but sometimes it's a complete change of pace or direction that helps us seize what is really important. Family will always trump a job. Humility is good for us, and nothing is worth your health. Bad things happen to all kinds of people, but it's how we deal with those events that's up to us. You can't compare yourself to others. They're not on your journey. It's also possible that being made redundant is the one thing that changes your life for the better. Years later, when you look back, it was the difference that helped you reach a new goal. So be of good cheer, get up early, try hard, and with a little luck, you'll find a better opportunity. Remember, an optimist is not someone who sees a step back before moving step forward as defeat. It's more like doing the cha-cha.
Thank you for listening.
I told you he knew his stuff and he has a voice that is really easy to listen to. I've told him he should be on the radio. Anyway, making anyone redundant is not the most pleasant of experiences. So I remember having to close a branch down during the last recession when I was having my recruitment agency and make a number of redundancies all in one hit. God, it was horrible. These people weren't just staff, you know. They were friends and they had mortgages to pay and they had families. And I knew the families, you know. It was probably one of the toughest jobs I've ever had to do and I wouldn't envy anyone who's currently going through this process. I wish I had the support and words of advice from someone like Richard back then. Anyway, thanks again for this fab blog, Richard. By the way, you can check him out on Twitter. Just simply follow @clickhradvice and you can find his words of wisdom there. To read today's article or to find the links to today's tool of the day, which was Project Bubble, I had to think about that then, all you have to do is go to allthews.green-umbrella.biz/140. So that's green-umbrella.biz/140 and you can find the links to Project Bubble as well as today's article. And that's it, we're done.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Thanks for this episode, and I'll see you again soon. Take care for now. See you soon. Bye-bye. Ta-da.